to the young people. Like, like 13-year-old Ann Riddle from Mayfield, Ohio, who had been saving for 2 years to go to Disney World and decided to use her savings instead to travel to Pennsylvania with her mom and volunteer there as well. To the veterans, to the childhood friends, to New Yorkers and Arkansans who traveled across the country telling anyone who would listen why you supported me. And to all those women in their 80s and their 90s born before women could vote, who cast their votes for our campaign. I've told you before about Florence Steen of South Dakota, who was 88 years old and insisted that her daughter bring an absentee ballot to her hospice bedside. Her daughter and a friend put an American flag behind her bed and helped her fill out the ballot. She passed away soon after, and under state law, her ballot didn't count. But her daughter later told a reporter, "My dad's an ornery old cowboy, and he didn't like it when he heard mom's vote wouldn't be counted. I don't think he had voted in 20 years, but he voted in place of my mom."